Got a head, Brother Bruce.
Yep, right there.
Where do you want this?
Okay, well, it's a joy to be here, amen?
Amen.
See if we can get this on. Okay, we're on, we'll see how this works. Low battery, brother. You ain't gonna help out back there with low battery. Okay, see if I can get that worked out. It's a joy to be at camp, I thank the Lord for that. Oh, good night. Technology, so much for it. Hey, Brother Bruce, it's got a low battery on it. So we'll work that out and we'll use this tonight. Okay? I tell you, my kids look forward to coming to camp all year long. All year long, they look forward to it. And it's a joy to be in this church here and work with this pastor. And I've been coming for a long time. They've watched me grow old. And I don't guess I'm old to some people, but I'm certainly mediocre. And I was a young man when I started coming here and preaching well over 25 years ago. And so either you people can take it or you're on strong medication. And so the Lord has been so gracious to us, and we thank the Lord for it. And as I said before, my kids look forward all year long to come to this camp. All year long. And I'm not trying to be uppity, but I'm kind of selective where we go. And I'm not being a smart aleck when I say this. But preachers, a lot of times, you know, they say, well, I'm very choosy with who I have in the pulpit. Amen. Well, I've got a choice too. There's some people I don't go preach for. Okay. And you can like that or lump that. Amen. But you know, I thank the Lord for this camp. And we've been coming here even before Samuel was born, just to the camp. And I was telling Brother Jason the other day while we was hanging the modesty banners. You don't hardly see that, and that don't make us better than anybody. But the modesty banners around the pool, amen. You don't hardly would see that at another camp and stuff like that. And I like it that way.
Yes.
And that's one of the reasons I'm here. And I wanted to stay that way.
Sure.
Now, there's people here of all kinds of different backgrounds, a lot of different church backgrounds, and there's a lot of people here in different stages of growth. Some of you I've heard, and I rejoice with you, that you said that you got saved. And I'm not being smart, but time will tell.
Right.
Sure. Time will tell. Because I've seen a lot of people that said they got saved even under my preaching.
Yeah.
And listen, I wouldn't even have a clue of telling you where some of them are at tonight.
Right.
Because some of them are in atrocious sin.
Sure.
And time will tell, and time will tell on all of us. But I hope the Lord, as long as the Lord will let this local church run this camp, I hope it will always be this way.
Yes.
I'm not interested in coming to a camp where there's a bunch of immodesty. We might as well clear the air about this stuff right here.
Right.
And you say, well, there's young converts here, amen. Well, that's fine, amen. This is milk of the word anyway. And that's the reason I come to this camp, amen, because we have a standard that you're to keep your clothes on.
Yes.
And I'm not being smart about this. This is just what I've heard. This is allegedly. If some of you young ladies have not got enough material in your dresses, amen, we have a wardrobe for you.
Yes.
We can put some clothes on you. Amen?
Yes.
And I appreciate that about the dress code that's here because it's a Bible thing. And listen, God's people ought to want to live godly.
Sure. Yes.
And holy. Amen. Now, if you're not saved by the grace of God, we're not fussing at you. Amen. But that's the reason there's rules and standards, and it's according to the Word of God.
Yes, sure.
Amen? And I thank the Lord for that. And my family is just thrilled. We're thrilled about coming and being a part of this. Appreciate the preaching that we heard this morning.
Yes.
It's a real blessing. Appreciate the opportunity to be with Brother Tim and be in the camp with him, amen, and serve the Lord along with Brother Harvey. I appreciate what was said tonight, asking about even the fact that they could record. Whoever is listening to this, hello to you. whatever. And I'm going to record it too. So if you lie on me, I'll have a recording of it. Amen. And if I ain't filled with the Holy Spirit, I'll bust your head. Okay? But anyway, you think about it, amen. Somebody asked me if they mind if I record, but you know, if the pastor's okay with it, amen, that's who's in charge here. I'm not in charge here. The pastor's in charge here. And what I've learned over the years, and I've been at it a while, pushing 30 years of traveling and preaching, amen, I come and work under this pastor. Under this pastor. I'm not the pastor of this church this week. I work under this pastor. I'm a co-laborer with the pastor. And Brother Harvey has been a good friend of mine over the years to give me an opportunity to exercise my calling. And Brother Jason is a good friend of mine. But, you know, all that means nothing. We want the Lord to be glorified. That's what's important. Amen. So take your Bibles tonight and turn in the book of 1 Peter. 1 Peter, I was trying to think what the Lord would have us to preach, and the Lord opened up the door for us to work some last week, and I wanted to spend a lot more time than I did, and I have been spending time praying about the services here, and I wanted to spend more time praying and praying for Brother Tim and praying for the services and praying for the pastor and the church and the people that be coming. But the Lord's will was that I was to work, amen. So I didn't have to pray about that. God opened the door for me to work, amen. And I thank the Lord for that, amen. Sometimes God provides our needs from the church, and sometimes God provides our needs, amen, out of the wanted ads.
Right.
Amen. Right. Sometimes that's how it is living by faith. Look at the wanted ads. Go get a job. Amen. And so the Lord provided that we was able to work, amen. And me and Brother Caleb was talking something about this today. And you men, I feel for you, and I know where you're at. Because when you're out in the workplace and dealing mostly with rank heathens, and I mean you're listening to the cursing and the taking of God's name in vain, and you're even called some of those curse words sometimes, amen.
Right.
It wears on you. Because if you think just because I'm a preacher and out in the workforce, amen, that the world, thank you, Brother Bruce, has any sympathy or respect for you, you're living in a different world.
Yeah.
Must be different in New York, amen. But it ain't that way in East Tennessee. They don't mind telling their filthy jokes and talking about women. So I'd rather go out in the warehouse and sit on a mattress and listen to that mess. Amen. And I'm telling you what, we're living in a world that's wicked and ungodly. And we need the help of the Lord.
Yes.
And if you're not careful, this world will have such an effect on you that you'll get in their kind of vein of thinking and their kind of vein of talking if you're not careful, amen. That is the pull of the world that it has on you. We're in a warfare.
Yes.
And when God saved you, amen, He didn't supply Crocs for you. No offense to all you that are wearing Crocs. I know Brother Harvey sometimes wear Crocs during camp, amen. He didn't supply Crocs for you. And he didn't, I know today I see the cool thing is, amen, to wear bedroom shoes to the house of God. Hey, dude. New fad of shoes. Looks like bedroom slippers. And God didn't supply flip-flops for you. God supplied combat boots. That's what He supplied for you. Because it's a warfare, brother. It's not a recreation room. Amen. That's what it is. And I want to be a help to you. Some of you, the Lord has done a work of grace in your hearts. And I am so thrilled. It was such a blessing. I ain't seen some of you since October. It was such a blessing that you got to come and be a part of the camp this week. And I don't know how long you'll get to stay. Hope you don't leave after tonight, amen. Don't leave on my account. But it's such a blessing to see all of you. And there are different stages of growth. And I hope that the preaching this week, that the Lord lets Brother Tim and I, that the Lord will preach through us, and it'll be a help to you and strengthen you for the days ahead. 1 Peter chapter 1, let's stand out of respect and reverence for the Word of God. 1 Peter chapter number 2, I believe it said chapter number 1. Chapter number 2, if you will, please. 1 Peter chapter number 2. Now, I know a lot of you are new to the camp and stuff like that, and you're not going to be used to all this. And one of the kids that I met there in October, he was talking about my accent. I said, accent? What accent? Yeah. Amen. I ain't got an accent. So you're not used to all this. Amen. But listen, take it for what the Word of God says. Yes. Look above my idiosyncrasies. Look above my mannerisms. Amen. And take the Word of God. And by the grace of God, that's what we'll preach to you tonight. Amen. With the help of the Lord. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people. Yeah. Where's that kind of people? Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. You know, we go in this, I've done mentioned it, we go in this day and hour, and you go in churches, amen, they're all wearing flip-flops. And I'm not fussing at you girls and you women, amen. I'm not fussing at you about that. But, you know, it's like a beach church, yeah. Amen. And you know what kind of services you have in those kind of churches? Flip-flop.
Right.
The Bible says we're peculiar people. Where is that kind of people? The Bible says we are called out from the world. We're strange to the world. The world doesn't understand us. They don't understand our Bible. They don't understand our worship. They don't understand our music. They don't know why we don't sing the same music that they do and worship like they do. Amen. They don't understand anything about us. We're peculiar people. The Bible says that you should show forth the praises of Him who had called you out of darkness into His marvelous light.
Yes.
Which in time past were not a people, but now are the people of God.
Amen.
Which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Dearly beloved, verse 11. Dearly beloved, I beseech you, as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. I don't usually preach. In fact, the last several years, I don't usually preach. I was here on Easter and preached on basically the gospel story and included the resurrection. Preached here one time or another place on Mother's Day, and I actually had a Mother's Day message and dealing with godly mothers. That certainly needs to be preached. Amen. And I don't usually preach along the lines of themes, but I felt the Lord direct us to this since the theme of it is keep on the firing line. Amen. And I thought about preaching about the spiritual warfare that we're involved in. The Bible says that it is a war in our text against the soul. A war against the soul. And that's what I want to preach on tonight with the help of the Lord. The war against the soul. Father, in Jesus' name, help us tonight as we preach the good word of God. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to be here. Thank you, Lord, to have a small part in the youth camp, the family camp this week. Thank you, Lord, we can get away from the things of this world. Lord, I pray that, Lord, you just might speak to us and through us. And Lord, I pray that you use the Word of God, the engrafted Word that's able to save our souls. Lord, I pray that you speak to our hearts, Lord, this week. And Lord, help us, Lord, I do pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you. You can be seated. Of course, he's dealing with these dispersed strangers here in verse number 1 of chapter number 1 in Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. And he's dealing with these, and actually it was Jews he was dealing with. Peter, amen, being an apostle there, he's dealing with the Jews. But thank God, I'm glad that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. And this Bible, amen, may not be all to us, but it's all for us in the light, amen. It can have application. And there are some things, amen, as far as Old Testament dietary laws that might be helpful to you and stuff like that. When some of those things you start preaching as doctrine, amen, he was giving those to the Jews, and I ain't got time to argue that. It's just the truth, amen. But listen, thank God for the Word of God, and thank God that we can have this as an application, even from the book of 1 Peter, where the Bible says here that he is warring against the soul, warring against the soul. I want to say, first of all, that Satan is certainly warring against the soul. We were reminded in Genesis chapter number 3 where the Bible says the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field that the Lord God had made. And the serpent said unto the woman, yea, hath God said. And so back in Genesis, amen, the devil began working a war against the soul, amen. And I'm going to tell you one thing, the devil's not your friend. The devil is not for you. The devil desires to damn you, and he will if you'll let him.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you one thing. He hates every human being that's in this camp this week, and he's going to do everything he can to distract you from the Word of God and to close your ears to the truth, amen. Because listen, he has had a history, amen, of deceiving people and damning people to a Christless eternity. And you better listen this week. I'm going to tell you, God's got you in a place where you can hear the good Word of God, and thank God the truth can make you free, amen. Amen. Thank God. And the more you know about it, the freer you get.
Amen. Amen.
And by the way, it'll give you some joy. Well, you said, Brother Rose, I don't think you ought to shout like that. I know it's the kids. And I don't know this family. I'm sure they're a good family. Amen. I'd say amen. They turn around and look at me. Amen. Hallelujah. I say amen a lot. Nobody amens my preaching, so I amen my own preaching. Amen. Hallelujah. And I tell you, praise God, it's a joy to be saved. I'm glad. I know what it was to be enslaved by the devil and to be a servant and be a burden to sin. But one day, amen, God the Holy Ghost has come my way, amen, and shine the gospel light in. And listen, show me my lost condition and deliver me, amen.
Yes.
If you got a death sentence and you were on death row in the state of Pennsylvania or New York, amen, and they came in and said, right before you was going to be condemned, right before you was going to go down that death row and go to that gas chamber or the electric chair, and they said, we've got a pardon from the governor, signed and sealed. You are set free. You are just free from all charges. Thank God. Don't you think you'd get happy about that?
Yeah.
If you was heading to the electric chair and they was going to strap you in and they gave you a pardon, you probably, Brother Andy, sitting up saying, amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You know, I'm not trying to make you like me. Or you're going to make a flock down south, amen. But listen, I would like to get a holy grunt out of some people.
Sure.
I know when you get saved, I know one thing about it. There is life. You may demonstrate it different, amen. But listen, friend, I think you'll have more life about you than Elijah, the wooden Indian. I'm glad that God saved me by the grace of God. And this, listen, the devil is having the onslaught to damn men and women, boys and girls. Are you listening to me? It's a war. It's a war. It's a war against the soul.
Yes, sir.
And the Bible says, so then death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For that all sinned. It's not just what you do, though we ought to preach of what people do. It's what you are. That's what you are, amen. You ain't going to become a sinner. You are a sinner. You're born in sin. I was born in sin, and in sin did my mother conceive me. I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. And I'm going to tell you, the devil wants to deceive you to the point you never get right with God.
Right.
Yeah. Amen. And so the Bible tells us, amen, in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse number 8, the devil goes about as a roaring lion, walking about seeking whom he may devour. Amen. The devil is on the prowl. The devil, amen, is on the prowl. And they tell me, as you study about that lion, when he sends out that roar, amen, that many times he's already captured his prey. And the devil is roaring. Brother Tim, we have preached with and for men, no doubt, and it breaks my heart that the devil has already gobbled them up. I'm telling you what, it sobers me.
Yes.
It sobers me because I'm nobody. I'm no match for the devil, amen.
That's right.
Yeah.
Satan wars against the soul, and then sinful lusts war against the soul. Sinful lusts.
Yes.
You're in a good place this week, amen. I wish they didn't even have internet service out here. Why don't you take a breather from it this week?
Sure.
You that are on the camp, why don't you take a breather?
Amen.
Amen. Now, if you was listening to podcasts, I'm not fussing. If you was listening to podcasts and all that stuff, Bible preaching and stuff like that, I wouldn't have no problem with that. But most people, amen, they went far beyond that. Don't tell me 24/7 you're on a podcast listening to Bible preaching.
That's right. Amen.
No, people, and I won't be indecent. I've never been accused of that by the grace of God. Amen. Listen to that. Rightfully, but listen to me, amen. People are on stuff looking at indecent stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Women and young girls are advertising themselves openly over Skype and all these other avenues of communication.
Right, Richard.
Yeah.
It is wicked, yeah. It is vulgar, and it will enslave you and ensnare you.
Yes.
Amen. You don't have to get a dirty book anymore.
Right.
You don't have to get a Playboy that unfortunately I was introduced to at Christian school under the rocks in the forest.
Sure.
Are you stupid? Are you stupid? What's going on?
Yeah.
That was back in the
80s.
Right.
At the Christian school.
Yeah.
You don't have to go get a magazine now. What you hold in your hand.
Right.
I tell people, mine's a phone.
Yeah.
And that's what I use it for.
Right.
Primarily. I know I used to preach about TV teach. People, if they didn't have their device, they would get DTs. They'd have to have a program to keep them from tremoring. Because they didn't have their device.
That's right.
You're so important. I'm telling you what the devil is doing, has done. He's using sinful lusts to war against our soul and destroy us. You want to keep on the firing line?
Yes.
You're going to have to separate from some of that stuff.
Yes.
Just my opinion, amen. Most of these young kids, they don't need that.
Amen.
I've got older kids, amen. And by no means, I don't shoot my mouth off, amen, about how I've raised my family, because they ain't raised. They ain't even married. I'm going to start writing my books maybe after I see my grandkids serve the Lord.
Yeah.
Are you all right there?
Yeah. That's right.
Amen. But I've got older kids. Amen. But I'm going to tell you what, something, Grace. The devil will use sinful lust on your daddy. And I'm happily married to that young lady back there. And she is younger than me. I'm old and wrinkled.
Amen. And I'm married, happily married that young lady back there in the back. I'm going to tell you, the devil used sinful lust,
yes, sir.
Brother Stephen, to war against my soul.
Yeah. Amen.
And he'll get you off the firing line.
Yes, sir.
You won't be on the firing line. You won't be in the path. My heart is grieved when I hear about so many young men, preachers, that have got involved with all the sinful lusts of this world. The filthiness and the nudity. Can I say this? You're going to find this amazing. Nobody cares what you had for supper. They don't really care. They really don't care. They're just trying to impress you. We spend all our time trying to impress people that don't like us anyway.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen.
There's only one thing that matters with approval, and that's in the throne room of God. And I wish to God, amen, we'd separate from all these things that are nothing but sinful lust and get God's approval in the throne room of God and spend time with the Lord wrestling in prayer. Wrestling with God. But we're more interested, brother, in impressing one another. Amen. That's exactly right. Look where I'm preaching right now. Let's get a selfie. You know, I'm glad. I don't want to not be liked because you wouldn't like to bear the cross that some of us sometimes have to bear. I don't want to not be liked. But I'm glad there's nobody that I answer to except the Lord and the local church.
Yeah.
I'm not in anybody's group.
Right.
I'm not. I'm not in anybody's club. I'm a Baptist and I'm proud of that according to the scriptures.
Yes.
But listen, friend, I have nobody that I'm accountable to except the Lord and the local church.
Yes,
amen.
And that's how it should be.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Amen. Sinful lust war against the soul. Now, primarily, and I'm going to prove to you from the scriptures, amen, he's dealing with believers here. Now, you that are lost, amen, you need to realize, like I've already said, Satan is on the prowl for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he don't care if you go to hell from a Bible camp.
Right.
He don't care if you go to hell, amen, with your name on the church roll. He couldn't care less.
Right.
You better seek the Lord and get right with God.
That's right.
Yeah. But this passage, amen, I see from the context of it, amen, it is dealing with believers. In verses 7 and verse number 11, notice it with me, amen. He calls us dearly beloved, amen. The Bible says in verse number 11, amen, dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. I like what he said in verse number 7, unto you therefore which believe, he is precious.
Yes.
Yeah. Amen. He's precious to us that believe. Amen. Thank God, everything. I owe it all to Jesus. Everything that I have. Everything that God did for me. Everything that I will be, I owe it to Him. I owe it all to Him. He is precious to me. Amen. Is He precious to you tonight?
Amen.
Amen. I like what He says, that we're a royal priesthood. In verse number 9, the Bible said that you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. I don't have time to deal with all this, amen, but we believe in the priesthood of the believer. I don't know what all your background is, and some of it may be Catholic, and I'm not trying to be offensive if you're not saved. And I'm going to tell you, friend, I don't go to a priest and confess my sins.
Right.
Behind some hole somewhere, and he takes notes or records it or whatever, amen, all that information. I'm glad each believer is a royal priesthood. And this would make these Jews perk up.
Yeah.
We're a royal priesthood, amen. They knew about the priesthood. They've been taught that all their lives.
Right.
But when you're saved by the grace of God, thank God I have direct access to the Son of God.
Yes.
I can get to the Father. I don't have to go through a co-mediator. I don't have to go to a redeemer. I can go directly to God Himself.
Amen.
Amen. Ain't that good?
Sure.
Amen. I can confess my sins directly to Him.
Right.
He already knows about it.
Amen.
But I can confess them and get forgiveness and get cleansing. Amen. The Bible says I am a royal priesthood. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, my name's Richard, Richard Rose, Richard Gerald Rose. Richard means king. My kids, they didn't bring Bethany. She done out here, amen. She'd probably get out here once I start picking on her, amen. But she'd been reading, amen. She said, Daddy, Daddy, that this lady been talking about the king and the priest and all this stuff, and the prophet, and said, Daddy's king, amen. Well, Richard means king. Amen. That's what it means. King Richard. Amen. King Richard. But thank God it's more than that.
Yeah.
I got promoted when I got saved by the grace of God that I have direct access to God.
Yes.
Amen.
How about that?
I can get forgiveness from God Himself because I can go straight. We got access. Amen. Hallelujah. The veil has been ripped in twain. The way is open up, amen. I don't have to follow, amen. I'm not negating the word of God, but listen, I don't have to follow dietary laws. And listen, I'm not one of the covenant children of Israel, amen. But thank God the way, hallelujah, has been opened up that I've got direct access. Be careful now. Amen.
I'm careful.
Direct access to God.
Amen.
That's right. You don't have to worry about people going to sleep. They get afraid of going to sleep on me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Wouldn't that be good to know tonight?
Yes, sir.
You're here tonight and lost.
Come on.
Not saved by the grace of God. That you can get direct access to God.
Yes.
You get saved.
Amen.
By the grace of God. That something about it tonight, you get rescued, amen. Hallelujah. Going down for the last time. Hallelujah. As in that miry clay. As in that horrible pit. But what God, amen. He rescued me, amen.
Amen.
Going down for the last time.
Yeah.
And then you can get direct access to God. You go directly to God. You get down. Whatever your posture is, prayer's not necessarily posture, but I still like to kneel. What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
We've got enormous prayer rooms. I'm not talking about here, but other places, nobody kneels anymore.
Yeah.
We want to humble ourselves and stuff. It's not necessarily posture, but I still like to kneel sometimes. Sometimes I get all the way on my face before God. And you know, when you confess your sins, say, my Heavenly Father, I sinned before you. I sinned against God. I sinned against my family. I sinned against another brother and sister in Christ. And listen, when I come and I'm honest with God and humbly confess my sins, can get forgiveness from God, amen, Himself. A royal priesthood.
Yes, God.
Amen. Hallelujah. I don't have to go to Dr. Bottle Stopper,
before God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bless his name.
Amen.
Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus is right. Amen.
Yes.
Verse number 10, the Bible tells us, which in time past were not a people. But notice how he addresses them. But now, the people of God.
Yes.
God takes somebody. You were not a people. You were a nobody. God takes nobodies and makes them somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. Nobody in the world cared. Nobody in the world knew. Hallelujah. Going down for the last time. And God takes somebody that were not a people. Hallelujah. And praise God. He made them the people of God. Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
I know in context this is for the Jews. Peter's writing to the Jews. But in application, it's helping me pretty good.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen. Now we're the people of God.
Hallelujah.
We're somebody in the sight of the Lord. I know the world rejects us. The world disdains us. The Bible says in Corinthians, we're the offscouring of the world. Hey, but pick up your head. We're in sight of God. Hallelujah. We're the people of God. We're God's own chosen a possession. Amen.
Yeah.
How long has it been since you saw anybody get excited about that?
Yeah.
How in God's name? I know everybody's got mannerisms. They're different. But how could you preach that and say, we're just the people of God? It gets me excited. It gets me excited, Brother Harvey, to know how sorry I am since I've been saved. I don't want to bring reproach for the Lord. I don't want to be bringing disgrace to his name, Brother Abraham. But it doesn't matter, amen, what I do even when I'm a saint. And I'm not making excuse for sin. But I'm glad that, listen, friend, I'm his child. There's been many times, amen, he's probably been ashamed of me. I've not done what I ought to do, what I should do. But thank God, he's never disowned me, amen.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
I'm not going to go into it, God. I'm on board. And I don't really want to bring it up, and it discourages me. But I've had a lot of issues in my family.
Come on, preacher.
And everything ain't worked out the way I thought it ought to work out over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And I try my best to do my best to take care of my dad. And it doesn't matter how bad it's gone for me today. I'm glad there's never been a time yet that he never disowned me. Amen.
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 And I'm going to tell you one thing. It couldn't get that bad in your family or my family. But in God's family, if you're saved by the grace of God, there ain't going to never be a time where you weren't a son if you ever got saved.
Amen.
You're either a saint or an ain't.
Yeah.
And if you've been saved by the grace of God, amen, he has redeemed you. I was preaching about that the other day. By the blood, thank God, he purchased you. Thank God, I'm not talking about Calvin. I'm talking about the Bible. He chose you. He chose you. You go in and adopt somebody, amen. I don't know how it is now. But it used to be you go in those homes, Brother Reed. You go in those homes, and they bring those children out. And they'd say, I want that one right there. That's the one I'm at.
Amen.
I don't understand. I don't understand why he could love me. I don't know why he could still love me. But thank God one day I found out from God on the back of the glory word that he chose me.
Amen.
He says, I want you.
Marvelous God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
By the way, everybody gets saved is chosen.
Yes.
Amen.
That's right.
Hallelujah. You're not chosen to go to hell. He knows who will make the choice.
Yeah.
But he still gives you the choice. That's because he's God.
That's
right.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
So if you end up in hell, Brother Tim will explain it, amen, later on in the meeting. You chose that way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Even though he knew the choice. Amen.
Amen.
But you don't have to choose that way.
That's right.
By the grace of God, that God can deal with your heart, you can choose God's way.
Yes.
The world behind me. The cross before me. Amen. I'm going to get on the firing line. And listen, I'm going to tell you this day, Eric, you've never seen. We talk about get on the firing line, keep on the fire, and you never saw. If you're going to be a Christian this day and hour, young lady, I'm not talking about just be a Baptist church member, but if you're going to be a Christian, separate from the world, consecrate yourself, dedicate yourself, you're talking about getting on the firing line, you might be, like they talked about this morning, fired on from both sides.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right.
Amen.
Because I found out, amen, there may be a few saved people, but there ain't too many Christians.
Yeah. You're telling me right.
You talk about getting on the fire line. Thank God they always remember. It don't matter what persecution you face. It doesn't matter what pressure that's put on you. Amen. I am the people of God.
Yes.
God's own chosen possession. Praise God. Amen. Amen. I'm going to be like Brother Tim. Amen. Just give you the introduction or whatever. I don't know if my messages have introductions or conclusions. Amen. But amen. Hallelujah. He said we're strangers.
Lord.
We're strangers and we're pilgrims. We're strangers and we're pilgrims. He said that there in verse number 11. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul. War against the soul. So we're strangers. We're pilgrims. Amen. We have no certain dwelling place. This world's not our home.
Amen.
We're just passing through.
Yes.
Our treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. We're strangers to this world. And that doesn't mean just the odd or, you know, or strange, like, oh man, he's strange, amen. But we're strangers from this world system. Because when God saved you, he called you out.
Yes.
God began a work of separation in you if he saved you. He called you out.
Yes.
Why would I want to be like this world? Why would I want to dress like the world?
That's right.
Why would I want to look like the world?
Sure.
I told one of my family members, amen, one time. They've been raised right. I'm not being mean. I said, where's the rest of your skirt? You start dressing this, well, it's got to the knee knocker skirts, and now it's got, you know, several inches above the knee. Or you say, well, man, you look and say, I'm not trying to eye women, amen, but you can't help but notice some of this stuff. You say, well, man, they're wearing a modest skirt today, and then, you know, the back's out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know if you know it or not, I see all these promotions from Hollywood and stuff like that, but whatever that new material is, amen, it's see-through, it's a tool or whatever it's called, it used to be called tool, it don't cut. It reveals.
Yes.
Right. Amen.
A mini skirt with that see-through stuff.
Yes.
Down to the feet. And we can go on and on and on. I'm talking about people that say they're saved by the grace of God. They say they're called of God. They say they're chosen of God. They say they're a royal priesthood. How many say you say you're saved by the grace of God? Some of you are afraid. Just two or three. Okay. Hey, some of you are afraid to raise your hand. So I'm talking to you. And you're a stranger and you're a pilgrim from this world. This world's not our home.
Yes.
So we should be dressing. I'm not trying to pick on you ladies necessarily. In these lust inviting, creating outfits.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
It's stuff that draws attention, and thank God you're made to dress right for the most part here. But this will help you when you're gone from here.
Amen.
Yes. All right.
That's one of the very reasons some people won't come and have their people come to their church, come hear me preach, because they know I'm going to deal with that sometime during the meeting.
Really?
Amen.
Yeah, that's right.
You can't be right with God and wear leotards. Amen. And not just the church anytime.
That's right.
You're welcome. You used to get arrested for that. You know where I'm going to. Amen. They used to arrest people for that. Because they thought they were, you know what, some of you old ones. You say, well, he called me. I did not. I'm telling you, you ought to act and live like your position, amen.
Yes.
Amen. We need this kind of preaching at family camp. I'm not interested in this camp migrating into what a lot of camps have migrated in. I'm going to tell you, I won't be. Somebody told me, amen, last week, I'm not trying to make fun, I wish they would come. They said, you're going up there to Pennsylvania? I said, yeah, I preached up there for years and years and years. Amen. They said, well, we might get involved in that next. I said, they have to have a whole new wardrobe if they come to this camp.
That's right.
Yes,
sir. And I'm not being mean. It's being recorded. I'm not trying to be mean. I preach this all the time. But even sometimes in positions in Baptist churches. Half naked.
Yeah.
One of my daughters heard it one time. They said, if they don't want it said, amen, then they shouldn't say it. Amen? My daughters heard it say one time, it doesn't matter what your daddy thinks about it. It matters what God thinks about it.
Yes.
Amen.
I'm not getting smart of it. I hardly ever preach anywhere, very seldom, a few times a year, within driving radius of my home. But I ain't changing the message.
Right.
And the problem people have with it is because I cut it close to the grain with the Word of God about salvation and separation.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
I'm not trying to set my daughters up or my sons up. I pray for all of them, even though some of them profess to be saved. You figure that out. I'll keep praying. Okay?
Amen.
I got a 20-year-old daughter now, over 20 years old. I don't know what some of my children would do. They live right now under a home, a standard, Brother Bruce. Right now they're made to live under.
Yes, sir.
We was in the Chinese restaurant yesterday. The time I got through paying that for my family and nine, I felt like I was paying the debt back to China of all the money before. But there's a lot of charismatics and Pentecostals right here. And I'm not throwing off on the man. I praise the Lord for it. He come up. And there's a lot of Pentecostals. I see the bouffants and all that. And they come up probably thinking we're Pentecostals. And come up and gave me part of the money to pay for. He said, I had a yard sale. Here's part of the money from the sale. And I want to help you with your meeting. Probably thinking I was Pentecostal. But you know what? I'm not throwing off. A lot of people don't think that I'm a Baptist. They think I'm an old time holiness.
Yeah.
I'm the right kind of holiness.
Yeah.
I live in holiness.
Sure.
But I'm a Baptist.
Right. Yeah.
And this needs to be preached in family camps like this. Brother Harvey, so lovingly and graciously, kindly, he knows to help the Lord. As long as men like this, Brother Bay and I are coming, we're going to try to hold the line forward to the Word of God.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes. Because there's a war going on for the souls.
Sure. Sure.
For the souls of men. And even for the souls of you that are saved. I'm going to tell you, friend, the devil wants to mar your testimony and ruin you, and he does not want you to live for God.
That's right.
Amen. Amen.
And that's why he uses sinful lusts. It wars against the soul.
Yes.
Well, you know, in the morning, I'm through preaching.
using the morning sessions and stuff like that more on a time limit, amen, and that would probably be good to deal with some of these other thoughts, amen. We're not trying to set this up and preach series of messages, but we're trying to be led the Lord, what the Lord wants us to do, amen. I appreciate what the Lord's done throughout the day of challenging our hearts this morning. I appreciate your attentiveness tonight, amen. Listen, I thank you, Brother Harvey, you can come on. Buddy, I tell you, Brother Harvey, this is encouraging. And I'm only a part of this camp because I'm invited to be an evangelist here. But this is encouraging. About the whole chapel being healed.
Amen.
It's encouraging all these young people.
Amen.
You young people, you are special to us.
Sure.
I own several of them, amen, but you are special to us. And we want to see the Lord do work in your life.
Oh, yes. Amen.
God can, if you'll let the Word of God have His will and way. Brother Harvey.
Right. So stay up here. It's all right. Amen.
Well, it's invitation time, isn't it?